It's starting. There we go.
One, two, three, four.
You have to push that start button like three times this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Today is Friday, March 15th. I'm your host, Mia Jo, coming to you live from the DJ Pebble studio located in the Mile High City, Colorado. Thank you so much for joining the program. So grateful to have you with us today. If you're listening to this on the download later, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I have the best people in the chat, like Mr. BP, who just walked in. He just walked in. Hit that follow button, like I said, so you can join us live. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Thank you for your continued love, likes, shares, and downloads. I appreciate y'all so very, very much. Today is Friday! We have not the word of the day, but the phrase of the day today. Trending a little bit of what's going on in music. The music segment will be the songs from artists that were in the Lemmy documentary that we watched last night. Let me turn this down. It's a little loud in my ears. There we go. So, yeah, it should be good. We are surrounded by snow. I can't get out of my cul-de-sac. We did an assessment and he said we got about 15 inches, so I just bumped in. Yep, there you go. I know. That was a little, and you had to trudge through the snow to get here, too. You were working out those legs. Bam, bam, bam. Yeah, I won't be able to get out of the driveway today, my little Toyota Camry. There's no way it's gonna make it through that. So yeah, I don't care. I don't mind staying home. It kind of makes me, I'm not like a slow driver. I won't drive up on your butt. I won't do that either. But man, I just get anxious driving because of all the other a-holes out there that do all that stuff and that are very aggressive. And it's not like you can just be like, get off my butt, because you don't know who's going to pull out a damn gun. So you just have to be careful. Anyway, let's get on with weather. Hi, Bam Bam. How are you? And he was telling me this morning, he forgot it was trash day. And I was thinking, gosh, do you, all this week, I wake up early. I wake up around 4 a.m. and nobody else is up but Billy, the dog. And so I try my hardest to be very quiet, but it always seems like when I try to be quiet is when I make the most noise. I'm dropping things, things are slamming. It's just, all morning this morning that was happening. It was driving me crazy. All right, so here in Colorado, currently 29, it's still cloudy. It finally stopped snowing. The main roads around us seem okay, I guess. At least the one out behind us seems all right. It's just the side roads are packed full of snow. They set a record of 19.9 inches in DIA was set in 2021. I don't know if they broke that record or not. Hi, Mike. Oh, let's see. Oh, can you hear me? I hope you can hear me. Let's see. Okay, good. All right. Yes. I was like, oh no, somebody's telling me that you can't hear me. Yeah, I know. And Lewis even got a generator too. He was saving money. He's been wanting to get a generator. And then this is coming. He's like, I'm just going to go get it. Just to be prepared, because there was outages all around us. And we had gotten a thing from Comcast the day before saying, be prepared for outages. I'm like, what are they doing? They're preparing us to be out already. But anyway, we didn't. Fingers crossed, thank you, God, everything went fine. We didn't lose power, we had electricity, you know, everything. So that was very nice. All right, moving on to Welland, Ontario, where Bam Bam, my family is out there. Currently 40, mostly cloudy. The skies will be mostly cloudy. I don't know why I put it over there twice. And a high of 52. Yeah, you guys have been in the 70s for a while. Now you're back in the 50s. Let's see. For my friend BP and hi, Yancy. In Elwood City, Pennsylvania, 48 and cloudy. Cloudy skies, 56 is your high. And then for Michael in Elkton, Maryland, you're going to have rain. You raining? Is it raining on you? If it's not, it soon will be. 60 and a high of 69. So I have the phrase of the day that we're going to do. And then while that's playing, I'm going to say hi to everybody in the chat. Is doing hard things. And oh, damn it, come back up. I hate when that happens. Doing hard things. The quote I have is, it doesn't get easier, you get stronger. And doing hard things involves taking on challenges that stretch your limits, push you beyond your comfort zone, and require effort, persistence, and resilience. So instead of me talking a bunch, I'm going to play this one because it's a little longer. The comeback is always better. Let's see. Just takes a minute to come up. There we go.
The price of progress is pain. The price of progress is pain.
2024 is not going to be any different than 2023. If you're no different in 2024 than you were in 2023, things do not get better because of a new year. They get better because of a new you. You don't just change a calendar page. You don't just change a date. You have to change. Date doesn't mean nothing. You can be as bad today as you were yesterday. You can be as unhappy today as you were yesterday, regardless of what the date on the calendar is. Determine what it is needs to change. Determine what it is you're going to replace that with.
If there's something inside of you that you don't like, a behavior, an emotion, a thought, it's not you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a pattern. And we can develop patterns into them so often that we think we're our patterns. It's just a habit of thinking, a habit of emotion. It's a pattern. You can change any pattern when you stop thinking there's something wrong with you.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard. And the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Oh man, your struggle is what made you who you are now. Your life was basically the perfect grounds for training for where you need to go in your life. You have these tools. You were training for this stuff, man. You have the advantage of everybody else. It was the absolute perfect training ground for you to go to where you need to go.
Embrace the labels they put on you. People might call you obsessed. Let them. First they'll ask you why, then they'll ask you how. It's only crazy until it's not. Your progress will be a direct reflection of your hard work. Stay true to your beliefs, make self-improvement a priority, and just keep going.
You know for in fact, in your mind, yeah, I should probably be doing it. And then you don't do it. Just cheat yourself. If you got something that you want, what is stopping you from getting it? You got to realize that you're in complete control. Right? You're behind the wheel every fucking day.
You're never going to be able to understand how your mind works if you don't spend any time in it. If you want to make long-term change, you have to learn how your mind tries to stop you from doing it. Your mind doesn't want you to change. It wants you to stay where you're at. It wants you to stay comfortable. So when you get uncomfortable, it starts telling you lies. It says, this is dangerous. You're tired. You're injured. Something's wrong. But the problem is you never get to know that it's bullshit. Because the minute you get uncomfortable, you start hearing that voice and you start listening to it. And you run away from it. You have to live with in that resistance. You have to get comfortable in that resistance. That moment right there is the only moment where you can learn how to master your mind. Because if you want to master it, you have to understand it. And you can't understand it if you don't put it to the test.
Don't sink the ship right now. Just keep your head above water. Maintain and just try and hold on.
And hopefully...
So true, Yancey.
Self-doubt grows when you engage in negative talk to talk yourself out of the things you want to be trying. There is so much pain in talking yourself out of trying things. And it just makes me so sad and frustrated to see so many of you that are listening really feeling this desire to try something and putting all your energy into talking yourself out of it.
I want to remind you,
it is pretty sad.
Where you are in life right now is not who you are. Okay? Who you were has created the life that you're living right now, but who you are.
Hi, Diana. Welcome.
Of yourself. You have felt pain. You have learned lessons, hopefully. You have gone through things that previous self didn't know or hadn't experienced. And now you are equipped with a different perspective, with different skills, and a better understanding of what decisions need to be made to change the outcome that you are currently living in.
Sometimes you have to get away from certain people and things to actually start believing in you, to actually start knowing who you are, to get clear on your visions. Clear on your dreams and your goals in life, you know? And sometimes that takes isolation.
Welcome to AQVEXJY.
We strip ourselves from the gifts of that isolation because we're so focused on how lonely we are. We're so focused on how we don't have anybody to relate to. We're so focused on how we just feel like nobody's there for us. What if that time you can be using to get clear to get clear on the things that you want to do? To get clear on your goals, you know, to start believing in yourself, to start having a real relationship with yourself.
Think that everything the mind tells you, I need to follow. That means freedom. No, for us, it's the other way around. To learn and not follow what the mind tells you. This is the first step towards freedom.
Yeah, especially with the snow out there. It's really happening in Asheville. All right, that is the comeback is always, always better than what you're going through. Yes, my yoga pants. Starting over again. We don't want that. All right, so doing the hard thing. So it's hard things just keep calling you because you're meant to answer to a higher and better thing. So you got this. Don't give up. Don't listen to those voices in your head that tell you you can't do it. It happens to me all the damn time. I think, oh, I can't try this because what if it doesn't work? Well, who gives a crap if it doesn't work? You know, at least I tried it. And what if it does work? You know, then all this time I'm playing these games with these thoughts in my head telling myself I can't do something so simple when it's right there. Just do it. Like, oh, who was that? Was that Nike that had that? Just do it. Hi, Radio Parlesque. How are you? I hope that you're doing well. I think it was Nike that would say, just do it. Yeah, you can't listen to those voices. They're the ones that'll hold you back, your own thoughts. And a lot of times it's because of things that people have told us in our past, either growing up in our childhood or relationships or things like that. People say things to you that kind of stick back there. At least for me, that's has happened. So, yeah. All right. So last night we watched the Lemmy. If anybody doesn't know who Lemmy is, he is from Motorhead and Hawkwind. Hawkwind first. We watched the first half of it. And again, I've never been into just finished my shift. Oh my gosh, that was long. I'm glad you're off. I've never been into Motorhead before or any of that type of very loud kind of music. But so I didn't know what to expect. And very interesting documentary. It's free on YouTube if you've never watched it. We watched the first half. And so later on today, we're going to be playing music from the artists that are in that documentary in that first half. And next Thursday, we'll watch the second half of it. And then the following week, I think we're going to do the Rainbow documentary. If anybody knows what the Rainbow Club is in California, it's in this documentary about Lemmy too. He hangs out there a lot. So that was really fun to watch that part of it. In fact, I'm going to watch it again because we were talking and I want to make sure. Ooh, let me get it. Bam. Hi, Bam Bam.
Good morning. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
How are you? Yeah, I just turned you up on my end. Good.
Yeah, the show last night was really fun. I really enjoyed it. We had some good people popping in and out of the chats and stuff too.
Yeah.
I just want to explain something though. Like the documentary, yes, is 2 hours long. And we could fit it all into one episode, but there's just a lot of these music documentaries have so many people in it that if we did that one whole show, that your Friday show would just seem so rushed trying to put on 13 songs instead of like 30 songs that are, you know, in the documentary and stuff. Cause I don't know. I just felt it might be a question that might arise because it's a 2 hour documentary and you could do a 2 hour podcast, but sure. I just think it feels too rushed on the music end of things if we don't split up stuff like that, right?
No, I agree 100%. And there's a lot of information in just that little bit of the documentary. Like I said, I think I want to watch that first half over again because I love it having the live chat. But like you said, how many times have you watched it and now you've watched it on something bigger and you're seeing things that you never saw before? And that's kind of it's just so interesting. It was amazing to me how many different artists from different genres really kind of worshiped him. They all loved him. And he was just so down. He was just down to earth. I mean, he told you like it was, but he wasn't mean about it.
Yeah, no, he's just a dude. And he just happens to be, his job's a rock star. And he's just such a, he was, rest in peace, Lemmy, but he was just such a normal guy and he just wanted to put in work and that's just the work he wanted to do. He didn't like being a painter. Yeah. He didn't like working with horses. He decided, let's rock and roll.
I can't remember who was interviewing him and he's like, well, this is what I got to do. I don't know how to do anything else. You know, this is what I'm going to do. And
LA Dr. radio Drew? Station, whatever.
I think it was Dr. Drew is his name. Because I was like, wait a minute, there's another Dr. Drew, and it was D-R-E, there's no W, and I think he might have been on MTV anyway, but it's really good, and it's free if you've never watched it before. It's worth watching. There's a couple of different ones on there. The one with the white kind of album, looks like an album, is the one with better sound quality, Tuttle says, so yeah.
Yeah, the other one we were looking at, like what you sent me the link for, it sounded like it was in a tunnel almost, like the audio quality. It just was like, compared to this one here. It's very high quality, good audio, and it's free.
Yeah,
so
for
anybody
sure.
wants to come on next Thursday, 9 p.m. my time, 7 p.m. Dina's time, mm-hmm. and we'll watch the second half. Our time stamp was at 57 minutes, just in case you guys want to watch the first half to know where we're at before we watch the second half next week. So
and I totally love it, so does Bam Bam documentaries, especially on music. I just love it. I always learn something, so I don't
pick. Well, last night was the fourth time this week that I've watched it because I was doing my research for it and figuring out the music for the
the songs
for you to have a list. And you know, I said last night, like I said, I was watching it on my 65-inch TV instead of like my cell phone or my laptop. It was just like, oh wow, there was like fireworks going off in the window when Dave Grohl is talking. It's like, where the hell are they right now?
Like, there's
fireworks
going
off in the background.
And it was just out this little teeny window. And I was like, wait a minute, did you just see that? And he's like, yeah, fireworks. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Yeah, I can't even imagine. Like you said, the first couple times you've seen it was on your screen of your phone. So now you're watching it on a huge TV. It's a big difference. Big difference.
All right. Well, thanks for having me up. I just wanted to call and chime in on our adventure last night.
Anytime.
Lemmy.
Yeah.
Have a great day. And I'm glad you guys have all made it through the what was that called?
What did they call it?
Snow or something like that?
Snowpocalypse. Snowpocalypse. Snowpocalypse is what they were calling it.
We had a few things like that up here. We were supposed to have snowpocalypse and then rainpocalypse and all this stuff. And it never amounts to anything. Like literally we were supposed to have so much rain, it was supposed to flood our whole area. And back then I used to drive a lifted Yukon on 35. So what I did is I parked right by the Lake Ontario, which was supposed to like raise up 2 feet and flood St. Catharines and stuff. And nothing happened. I sat there for 2 hours. Nice lightning storm, good amount of rain and stuff, but just nothing ever happened of it.
No flooded. Yeah, this one was a day. They kept, you know, they were being careful because it usually, you know, never, they always say, oh, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, and then nothing happens. But this one, they kept saying, we need to watch it, we need to watch it. And it's weird because not too far, maybe a 40 minutes one way, and they just had rain. DIA, they canceled a bunch of flights, but they were having like rain slush mix. They didn't get all the snow that we did down here. So I don't know. It's kind of weird. And it just sat on top of us. Sure. Just sat on top of us. So
I messaged out a couple times. Yep, still snowing.
Yeah, it's snowing. Yeah, and it was snowing. And when I got up this morning, it was still snowing. It stopped probably about 5:30. It stopped snowing. But once they got the main highways, you know, clear, it wasn't really sticking to the ground, just all the rest of the snow. But there's no way I can get out of our cul-de-sac. Lewis said the Jeep will be able to get out, but there's just too much snow in there. Our neighbor got stuck in his car. He was trying to get out. I'm like, I'm not even going to try. Forget it. I don't need to go anywhere.
When we have blizzards here, I throw my hands in the air and say, we ain't going anywhere. Kids aren't going to school. I don't care. We got food. We're good. Just cross our fingers that the power doesn't go out because we're on a weak power grid here. And it is what it is.
Now, do you guys have a generator? Do you guys have a generator? No. Do you have a fireplace?
Nope.
Oh, dang.
Yep.
Dang.
Yeah, no generator, no fireplace.
Yeah.
But I have a tent. I was telling you about setting up a tent.
Yeah, I remember you said set up a tent, put towels, like blankets over the tent, and then you guys could all be inside the tent, and with your heat, keeps you warm. Keeps you warmer.
Yep.
Yeah. So, wow. I was going to ask you before Lewis went out and bought a generator, I was going to ask you if you had one.
I did have one, but it sat there for 3-4 years and I never used it. And then I couldn't get it to start. So I sold it to one of my buddies because I think the gas went bad in it or something like that. I don't know. I should have been running it more. And it's one of those things that just sits there and you don't think about it until you go to try it and it's like, oh shoot, I forgot about that.
When you need it 5 years, 6 years later, right?
Yeah, dang. For sure. And well, a little tip for people with generators though, and I learned this later on, is if you buy, you know how when you go to the gas station you got normal grade, mid grade, and premium grade?
Yeah.
You always put premium grade in your generators and stuff like that, or anything that's going to sit, because it doesn't have that stuff in it. I can't remember the name of it, but it's the new stuff they put in gasoline, and it actually gasoline goes bad after like 2 months, but premium doesn't have any ethanol. If you buy premium gasoline, it doesn't have ethanol and it stays better, but I was unaware of that at the time. So,
I have to tell Lewis that. I have no idea. I wouldn't have any idea about that. So buy the best quality gas. Not the cheapest.
Yeah, and it won't have any ethanol in it. Because, the cheaper the gas, the more ethanol. So they're basically cutting the gas with corn syrup. And it comes up your, like, float bowls and gas lines and stuff. And actually, some ethanol concentrations can actually eat the rubber lines in small engine equipment. So it literally only does it sludge up, it's like, turns into this black, like, gunk.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Now that you're talking about sludge and gunk, you guys, this is totally going off down a just going off in the wrong direction. I'll have to find it and send it to you. I was watching something, went down a rabbit hole, and they were talking about monster drinks and Celsius, and what they put in those drinks is like a sludge that they get from underground and they clean it up and they put it in these drinks. I don't know. There's something, and then other bad things that are in it too. I'll have to find it and send it to you. It was like, oh my gosh, that is so gross, but it's totally really, it's really bad for you. So don't drink those. And he was talking about how Bang, I've never tried Bang, but he said Bang out of those two, Celsius and Monster, has all this bad crap in it, but part of it has sludge that they get out of, I don't know, they make it and clean it and spin it and they put it in these drinks. And I'm like, what the heck? Have you ever heard of anything like that? It's so gross.
What's grosser, that or the French, the vanilla extract?
Oh, no, I know. Do you remember that? Nobody believes me. When I tell them that, I'm like, I swear to you. When I went to Alabama, I was telling my daughter-in-law, I said, I swear, you need to watch your vanilla, the vanilla that you get, because it has beaver butt juice in it. And she's like, what? And I said, yes, it has beaver butt juice in it. And who would have thought to squeeze that out of a beaver if it was dead or what, to get something good out of it? I don't know. Well, that's so gross.
Making real vanilla extract isn't that hard. You buy the cheapest vodka you can get at the liquor store. You
buy vanilla beans.
Vanilla beans off of Amazon. You let it sit for 3 months. And as you use it, you just put another shot of vodka in it, and it just stays brown. Like, we've had the same vanilla beans in our vanilla extract now for 4 years, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
And
you never have to really add new ones?
We haven't yet. No, it's still nice and dark.
Oh, wow. I bet you it's strong,
you
too.
Know,
I mean,
you don't use a lot of vanilla extract. Like, you use a teaspoon here and a tablespoon there, right? So
right.
When you add a little bit extra vodka to it after whatever and let it sit again. But it's, yeah. No, it's lasted us like 4 years, these vanilla beans.
And when you bake, guys, all that alcohol usually doesn't it? I mean, I know when you cook with it, it's supposed to evaporate or burn off or.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's not going to stay in there and make your kids drunk or affect any of that. It's just
No. Like I said, you're baking a cake. It's like one teaspoon of vanilla extract.
Yeah,
in it.
Yeah.
So
don't be afraid of that. Plus, a little bit of that anyway might kill some germs in your body anyway. So who knows? I know people are always afraid.
What's the worst that can happen? Your kids take a nap.
They'll take a little nap, and it'll kill the bugs in their stomach. So everything will be fine. Yeah, you don't use that much. And I know when you're cooking it, if you use it in a pan, it burns off. So I'm assuming the high heat would do the same darn thing. So people are so afraid of that. Oh my gosh, but what if it does this? It's not. I mean, I think even if you drank the whole bottle, well, that might do something to somebody. But yeah, just don't do that.
Well, that's the thing too. Like I was a bit of an alcoholic for a while. I haven't had a drink in like 23 years, but like when I'm doing certain things, like even putting beer in ribs to slow cook the ribs and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
The alcohol content cooks right out of that stuff. Like I don't hesitate to use anything like that for stuff because it does cook out. And like wine sauerkraut, literally like sauerkraut sits in wine and you're frying up sauerkraut to put on your sausages. You're not worried about getting drunk from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's actually a chart on the internet that can teach you how long it actually takes to cook certain alcohols or alcohol things
out of foods. Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
It like steams out. So.
Yeah. So don't be afraid of that. Thank you, my friend.
I'll quit derailing the show with my useless
knowledge. Oh, no, you're helping me. I swear it helps me out. Don't worry about it at all. I appreciate you.
Have a great
weekend. Thank you, Bam Bam. All right. All right. That was Bam Bam. Yeah. It wasn't useless. I thought it was great. How you doing, Aussie man? I haven't seen you for a while. I always think about you when I don't see you on. You might have been on today, but I was running late and I wasn't able to check. If you don't know, you can click on the South Oz man up there and follow him so you know when he comes on. I'm going to go straight to some music news before we get into the music from the documentary. Let's see. This is not in the right order. What's on here? I'm trying to find it. What's on my Amazon? It's all messed up. Let me get some of this off of here for a second. There was some food stuff, and I want to get it off of here. We'll do the Easter. Oh, the Easter camp. Dang it. I was going to sing it stopped again, but it's moving. Easter countdown, 15 days, 15 hours, 44 minutes and 12 seconds to go. If you have to plan, you know, making Easter dinner or getting Easter baskets ready for little kiddos. There you go. There's your Easter countdown. All right. So the music news that I have for you that is coming up, the first one is,